Wednesday morning, we visit with the folks at Baxter Regional Medical Center. This morning, we're visiting Ron Peterson, President and CEO, Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing. And good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
And Ron, Baxter Regional Update, latest statewide numbers.
All right. Bob, the numbers are definitely creeping up, but we're up to 259,553 total cumulative cases across the state of Arkansas for COVID. That's up 3,209 from the previous day. Active cases are up to 25,702. That's up about 168 from the previous day. Hospitalizations are up to 1,354, and that is at a very high level for hospitalizations, but that is down from the previous day, about 17. And of those patients that are hospitalized, 251 of those are on ventilators. And across the state of Arkansas, unfortunately, we've seen 4,121 deaths due to COVID. In Baxter County, we have a total cumulative cases of 2,378. We have 239 active cases, and we have seen 81 deaths due to COVID in Baxter County.
Ron, Little Rock Media is reporting no ICU beds are available in North Central Arkansas. Is this true?
You know, Bob, I think it probably depends upon your definition of North Central Arkansas, but everything that I've seen does not show that there are no ICU beds available, but I can tell you that ICU beds have been extremely tight. I can tell you that it changes, the status of the ICU bed changes hourly, so you can say one thing and an hour later it's going to be a little different. But I also know that the Department of Health has asked all hospitals to try to increase the ICU beds by 10% across the state and try to do that, I think, by next Friday. And I know that there are a couple hospitals in the state, Baptist Hospital and St. Bernard's, that are putting in about 20 each independently, about 20 additional ICU beds. And so hopefully we will have more capacity. We've been very fortunate at Baxter Regional Medical Center. Our intensive care units have been running very near capacity and even at capacity at some times, but we've always found a bed for our patients, and we have had to postpone some elective surgeries that require ICU stay just to make sure that we have beds for our patients. So some people might be hearing that, but we have always had a bed. We are going to increase, as the state asked, we've found a place to increase two additional ICU beds, so we'll be up to 19 total ICU beds, and I think that that will definitely help, and it'll definitely help on a statewide basis.
Yeah, we understand that Baxter Regional has received additional doses of the COVID-19 vaccine for Phase 1A. What are the plans for administering those?
You know, we have received them, and they are for Phase 1A, which are for healthcare workers, long-term care resident staff, and first responders like EMS, fire, law enforcement, individuals like that. And so we have received about 1,000 doses, and we'll be administering those on Thursday and Friday to our Phase 1A individuals. We're opening those up to our employees, to firefighters, EMS workers, law enforcement, first responders, and really anybody in our service area that fits in that 1A category we're opening up to on Thursday and Friday.
Stephanie, how did the administration of the second COVID-19 vaccinations dose go? Did those that received the second shot report more side effects?
So the administration went very well, thanks to our employee health, pharmacy, and the many people who stepped up to volunteer to help. It went off without a hitch. We did not see any allergic reactions with the first or second dose, so that's good news. And, of course, we did have some side effects reported more with the second dose, as we suspected, because, you know, that immune response is a little bit more with that second dose. But the most common side effects that we saw were soreness at the injection site, fatigue, low-grade fever, muscle aches, and headache. But for most people, that only lasted about 24 hours. So the side effects for most were very rare.
Tobias, how is the by-appointment-only COVID-19 testing going for the community?
It's going really good, Bob. We've done over 600 now since we started doing that in December. And we now are offering the saliva-based testing there and the drive-through by-appointment-only testing. So if you think you might have COVID and want to be tested, what you'll want to do is call our number, 870-508-7047. Speak to the scheduler who will book that appointment for you. And if you wish to have the saliva, we do ask that you do not eat or drink anything or have anything in your mouth 30 minutes prior to arrival for the test. That is at no out-of-pocket cost for the patient, and that runs Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. Again, that number is 870-508-7047.
And Ron, closing thoughts on this Wednesday morning.
Well, I think on everybody's mind is when can I get the vaccine? And that's good because we want people to get the vaccine and we want to get them distributed as soon as possible. I think people need to realize the state is actually moving faster than what they had planned. They're moving into phase 1B on Monday of next week to two categories, individuals over the age of 70 and
teachers.
And, oh yes, and also teachers and individuals that work at school systems. And so that's 2 weeks earlier than what was thought and planned. And so we're going to try to get that vaccine out as quickly as possible. We're going to help as a hospital in any way that we can. But what people need to realize and understand is we don't know when we get the vaccine. So we get it one day, and we find out that day that we get it. And so then we try to follow the state guidelines of who and how we can distribute that. So I think if everybody has patience, we will get the vaccine out and get it sooner than the people will get it sooner than the plans were actually out there for. But everybody has to be patient and just keep their ears and eyes open. There's pharmacies that are going to be getting it. There's the hospitals that will be getting it. There's health departments that are going to be getting it. And I think on a national perspective, they're even going to try to distribute to some national chains pharmacies and get it out there. So I think that it will soon be available to a lot of individuals, but we just all have to be a little patient and we'll be able to get it.
And Bob, we'd like to also stress to people to tune into this radio broadcast because this is where we'll bring the information on when we'll be able to distribute those vaccines. So.
Okay, and if you should miss it, you can go to our website and you can catch it later.
That's exactly right. So sounds good.
All right. Ron Peterson, President CEO, Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing. Thank you all.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.